Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. In the past few minutes, the International Criminal Court has found the former Congolese militia commander, Bosco Ntaganda, guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The judges at The Hague found him guilty of offences including rape and murder during fighting in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The court heard that some of the civilians who were murdered were hospital patients. The former child soldier had denied the charges. The judge, Robert Fremmer, said Ntaganda bore responsibility for crimes committed by his troops.
In addition to direct orders to target and kill enemy, including civilians, Mr. Ntaganda endorsed criminal conduct of his soldiers by way of his own conduct. Moreover, with his own actions, he showed his troops how the orders were to be implemented with regard to the treatment of Flandu civilians.
The Prime Minister-elect of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has called for unity after his centre-right New Democracy Party decisively won the snap general election. It comfortably beat the left-wing Syriza, which had been in power since 2015. Commentators say Syriza appears to have been punished by voters for accepting tough international fiscal measures, having promised to resist further austerity. Here's our correspondent in Athens, Mark Lowen.
The stars have aligned for Kyriakos Mitsotakis. His father was prime minister. His sister was a foreign minister here. His nephew is the current mayor of Athens. So in many ways, to critics, he kind of represents the old guard, the kind of nepotistic, family-run politics that Greece has become known for over many decades. But despite that, he has managed to reinvent himself as a new face of that party.
Amnesty International has described the violent crackdown on drugs in the Philippines as a large-scale murdering enterprise and has called for a UN investigation. In a new report, Amnesty warned that a program of killings begun by President Rodrigo Duterte had continued unabated. The head of Amnesty International in the Philippines is Butch Olano.
There have been 6,600 killings from July 2016 to May 2019. That's a total of around 6 killings per day. But if you add the 23,000 killings under the so-called deaths under investigation, or you should add another 21 killings, or a total of about 27 killings per day.
The government has dismissed Amnesty's findings. That's the latest BBC News.